Hello and welcome. I'm Tracy McClure. The pierced and bloody body of Christ has been taken down from the cross and laid to rest in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. The great rock rolled over its entrance, and all is silent. On Holy Saturday, as we prepare to celebrate the great mystery of the Lord's resurrection on Easter Sunday, we are given a gift, a time for silent reflection and prayer, a moment to ask forgiveness, and to hope in the joy that only Christ can bring. To help us enter into the proper spirit of the day, we go to Jerusalem, the city of our Lord's Passion, Death and Resurrection. From there, Jesuit Father David Neuhaus, Patriarchal Vicar for the Hebrew-speaking Catholic community, joins us to offer this reflection.
On Holy Saturday, Christians in the city gather at the tomb in Jerusalem that gives its name to the epicenter of Christian life in this city and in this land, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Standing before the tomb, plunged in grief at the events of Good Friday, the events that surround us on every side, violence, wars, cruelty, inhumanity, we ask for the special grace of faith that can lead to quiet despite all. The central experience of this day is quiet, the quiet that comes from the end of activity, the quiet that anticipates new beginnings. As Sabbath approaches, Jesus is laid in a tomb. Silence descends with the Sabbath, the biblical seventh day when God concluded all the works of his hands in creation. Sabbath is a day for the joyful contemplation of all of creation in an act of thanksgiving to the Creator. Yet this is a Sabbath under the shadow of death. Is this the end of the story? Has death swallowed up once again the hope that good will triumph? Holy Saturday is spent in prayer and silence, reflecting on the story until now. This is the day in which the Church experiences a real Shabbat, a Sabbath, quiet and calm. Foundations of the spiritual life. On this day, we reflect on the image in which we were created, God's own image. This image destines us to be children of God the Father. We must reflect on how he led us out of slavery into freedom, out of darkness into light, out of nothingness into life. On this day, we can reflect on how the image of God is what unites us with all his children, called to be one people in a kingdom of peace, his kingdom. This God of creation, this God of salvation, surely he will be victorious over death and raise his son from the tomb. Surely this will be a Saturday of light.
Father David Neuhaus is the Patriarchal Vicar for the Hebrew-speaking Catholic community in the Holy Land.